KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A medical specialist has linked rising HIV infections among young women to social and economic factors. This follows concerns raised by UNAIDS Executive Director Winnie Byanyima over a surge in infections among young women. Byanyima is in South Africa to assess the impact of major funding cuts, including from the US government's PEPFAR program. Medical expert Dr. Angelique Kutsia says young women aged 15 to 24 are 3 to 4 times more likely to contract HIV than their male peers.
Some exchange sex for money, food or school fees because of our poverty. There's also not enough access to education, especially around sexual health. What is your right? And prevention method.
Kutsia says the healthcare system must be strengthened to better tackle HIV, especially among vulnerable groups.
Community health workers are critical for linking the vulnerable people to services. You know, they are sort of the in-between, the go-between, getting the medication and taking it to the community. We need to combine the HIV and sexual and reproductive health and TB care to streamline these accesses. There is not enough public-private partnerships where we work with NGOs and local groups in those communities. Let us work together.
There have been 2 more arrests in connection with a passport fraud syndicate in Durban. 7 suspects are now expected to appear in the Durban Commercial Crimes Court today. A joint operation by the Hawks and Home Affairs led to several arrests over the weekend. In a statement, the Hawks says it hasn't ruled out the possibility of more arrests. Newswatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
Among those nabbed are a former Home Affairs official and a municipal volunteer. Officials say another suspect was found with 226 stolen passports, while a fourth was allegedly in possession of a set of keys to government offices and a fake supporting documents. According to the Hawks, the fraud was committed between 2020 and 2023 at Home Affairs offices in Isipingo, Durban Central and Eshowe. The syndicate allegedly operated after hours and paid citizens up to 1,000 to help foreign nationals obtain fraudulent passports. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And G7 leaders have called for de-escalation in the Middle East. There have been more explosions in Israel and Iran as the conflict between the two enters a fifth day. Sirens bled out overnight in Tel Aviv, while people have been fleeing Tehran after the U.S. president told those living there to immediately evacuate. Israel has also claimed to have killed Iran's military chief, who'd only been installed on Friday after his predecessor died in an airstrike. Sky's Alistair Bunkhall is in Jerusalem and says it's a familiar tactic.
If you remember with Hezbollah, that's what Israel managed to very successfully do, is firstly taking out the top chain of command and then taking out their successors bit by bit to the point where they just totally demoralized and destroyed any kind of chain of command.
The top story, a medical specialist has linked rising HIV infections among young women to social and economic factors. It follows concerns raised by the UNAIDS over the surge in HIV infections among young women. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.